堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
You've read the book, haven't you?
Question number two.
I'm tired enough to go to sleep, but it's only 8 o'clock.
Question number three.
Julie, who's a doctor, is Lisa's older sister.
Question number four.
How did you make out on your last exam?
Question number five.
Karen visits her friends right after class.
Question number six.
She's been practicing night and day for next week's recital.
Question number seven.
I hope you've been taking down all the important information.
Question number eight.
Usually this seminar is boring, but today it was terrific.
Question number nine.
It's up to Joe whether to go out for a fish dinner or stay home and cook tonight.
Question number ten.
Please tell my brother his trunk will get here on Tuesday.
Question number 11.
My desk is so cluttered with mail, I can't find my schedule.
Question number 12.
I didn't think you planned to see.
Question number 13. You can get along without expensive clothes and fancy restaurants. Question number 14.
They seldom agree with each other.
Question number 15.
Eric never keeps his thoughts to himself.
Question number 16. The crowd's jubilant mood made an impression on the reporter. Question number 17.
It looks like we'll need to get new backpacks soon.
Question number 18. Todd couldn't get the top off the jar.Question number 19.
It's much more snow accumulating. The roads will have to be closed.
Question number 20. It's not altogether certain that we'll be able to attend the wedding. This is the end of part A. Now we will begin part B with the first conversation.Question number 21.
How can I get all of this data put into the computer on time?
You could ask Mary to give you a hand. What does the man suggest the woman do? Question number 22.
There must be a dozen pens in this house, but I can never find one when I need one.
Keep looking. One's sure to turn up. What does the man mean? Question number 23.Someone just called for
you. Who, Helen?
What does the woman want to know? Question number 24.
I see that the old oak tree on the main path has finally died.
Yes, a landscape crew is coming today to chop it down. Oof. What are the man and woman talking about? Question number 25.
Debbie certainly enjoys computer games.
Yes, stays up all night. It's hard to tear her away. What does the man mean? Question number 26. Could I leave my briefcase here until it's time for my train?
Yes, of course. I'll keep an eye on it.
What will the woman do? Question number 27.
Uh-oh. The scene in my first suite is starting to come undone.
Better do something about that right away. What does the man tell the woman? Number 28.
I finally thought of a way to start my report.
Put it on paper before you forget. What does the man suggest the woman do? Question number 29.
It's so dry in this building. My lips are dry.
And that's the way it is whenever the furnace is on.
What does the man mean? Question number 30.
When does your new sofa arrive?
Any day now.
What does the woman mean? Question number 31. It's pouring, and it's supposed to keep up all day tomorrow.
Well, there goes our business.
What does the woman mean? Question number 32.
Don't you think the professors are giving us too many projects to work on?
Well, I would like to have some free time once in a while.
What does the woman imply? Question number 33.
Roger just called. He'll be able to join us after all.
And I'll be sure to set a place for him.
What does the man mean? Question number 34.
I guess I should have brought my umbrella.
It would be nice to have one, but how could you have known that this morning?
What can be inferred from the conversation? Question number 35.
Do you think Sam would be willing to give you a haircut tonight?
You know, he's starting to regret that talent of his. He's in such demand that his school was close.
What does the woman mean? This is the end of Part D. Now we will begin Part C. Questions 36 through 39. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hi, Bob. How's your history paper coming?
Oh, hi, Sam. Not so good.
Why? What happened? I thought you were almost finished last night.
Well, the paper's written, but it's not typed, because all the computers at the computer center are taped, and it's due this afternoon. I don't know what I'm going to do.
The same thing happened to me a few weeks ago, on an economics project. Every time I went to the center, all the computers were being used, and I had a lot of graphs and charts that had to be done on the computers. Ended up doing them by hand.
There are so few computers for all the students, and they're always breaking down, too.
I know, but another problem is that they close so early, around 9:30.
I know. I came back last night about 9:15, thinking the crowd might have thinned out by then. The guy at the door told me they were going to close in a few minutes. I couldn't believe it.
We should try to do something about this. Why don't we write a letter to the campus newspaper about the problem?
I think we should write directly to the dean. You know, we could explain the problem and make an official request that the school add more computers and that the computer room stay open longer.
Maybe it would be a good idea to get other student signatures. I'm sure a lot of others feel the same way we do, and that would carry more weight.
That's true. You want to get together to write the letter tonight?
Sure, but I have a study group meeting at 7:30.
Okay, let's meet early in the dining hall at 6:30. It shouldn't take us long to write. We can start collecting signatures tomorrow at lunch.
See you then. Meantime, good luck with your paper.
Question number 36. Why is Bob upset? Question number 37. What did Sarah have to do in order to finish her economics project? Question number 38. Why will Bob and Sarah write a letter to the dean about the computer center? Question number 39. Why doesn't Sarah have much time to work on the letter tonight? Questions 40 through 42. Listen to a talk about the Wild West in the United States.
The mention of the Wild West in the United States usually makes people think of cattle herds and farmland. But it wasn't until about 1865, some years after the first settlers from the eastern United States arrived in what is now Texas, that the cowhand phenomenon really came into its own. These settlers gathered some of the wild long-term cattle that grazed on nearby land and sold them to meat processors in the north. As the demand for beef increased, the Texas ranchers built up their herds and hired cowhands for the long cattle drive north. The cowhands drove the cattle to Cattle Town, where the animals were put on chains for the remainder of the trip north. Once the cattle had been shipped, the cowhands headed south once again to find work and to prepare for another long drive the following year. Progress, however, quickly brought an end to the cowhand fields. By the 1890s, railroads reached all the way to Texas, making the sale drives unnecessary. Today, there are still a few cattle herders in the United States. It is through them, and of course the movie, that the legend of the cowhand, a phenomenon that really flourished for only a quarter of a century, lives on.
Question number 14. What is the main topic of the talk? Question number 41. According to the speech, the demand for peace took the cattle drives in which direction from Texas? Question number 42. What caused the end of the cattle herding era? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a telephone conversation between two friends.
Hello, Larry. It's Cheryl Baldwin.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. What's up?
I was just looking at the TV section of the newspaper, and I noticed that the dinosaur telling us about is going to be rebroadcast starting tonight.
Well, it's starting not last month.
You sounded pretty interested in it, so I thought it would just, you know, put you on the alert that it was coming on again. Can you get Channel 13?
Sure, of course. I'm always interested in the dinosaurs. You know, what time is it on each time?
8 to 9. That's the first one. There's four in the series on Netflix. You're pretty sure you're going to watch it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
What?
I was able to see the last three episodes in the series, but when I watched the first one, I didn't know how good it was going. I'd like to show the whole series to my class. You know, my third grade in the academy is my bachelor's too. But I need the first show. Do you have a video to play for me?
And I'd be glad to watch my show, but why don't you do it yourself?
I have to go out tonight, and I just don't trust the timer on my machine. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, no problem.
Good. And if it's okay with you, I'll come by your place and pick it up tomorrow around 6, okay?
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
Question number 43. Why does Larry want to see the television program? Question number 44. How many parts does the series have? Number 45. What does Cheryl ask Larry to do? Question number 46. When will Cheryl next see Larry? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a talk about Santa Catalina Island. Good evening. Welcome to Travelogue Night at the Library. Tonight our spotlight is on Santa Catalina Island, located 26 miles off the southern California coast. For years, the island, with its tiny resort town of Avalon, has been a haven for campers, fishers, and swimmers. And as you see when we roll the film, for music lovers and dancers too. The island was discovered by a Portuguese explorer in 1522. During its history, Santa Catalina passed through the hands of many nations. In 1919, after a fire destroyed much of Avalon, chewing gum magnate William Wrigley Jr. purchased the island for $3 million. Wrigley bought the island primarily as a training camp for his baseball team, the Chicago Cubs. Soon, however, the millionaire became interested in developing Catalina further. Beautiful, peaceful retreat with something for everyone. During the next 10 years, hotels were constructed, the golf course enlarged, and even a special steamer, the Catalina, was built to carry 2,000 passengers. The resort was also reached by private yachts, a common means of transport for the many Hollywood stars who fly. In 1928, Mr. Wrigley decided to build a huge dance hall called the Casino Ballroom. With the ballroom dance craze sweeping the country, the casino became the favorite venue for big-name bandits. The most famous musicians and singers in the 1930s and 1940s played there were those who enjoyed dancing to their big band tunes. You can see for yourself what Catalina looks like as we turn down the lights now and let the travelogue begin. Question number 47. What is the main purpose of the song? Question number 48. Who was William Wrigley Jr.? Question number 49. Initially, what was Wrigley's purpose for buying the island? Question number 50. What kind of music was popular on Santa Catalina Island?